Big D Entertainment presents the Dave Holly Hour. Brought to you by Dazzle Shows Presents, The Vaudies, and Dipsy Doodle Productions. He's a variety entertainer, a former broadcaster and columnist, a true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Happy weekend, Eve. Or at least I hope it's happy for you. It is strange, isn't it? In some ways, feels surreal what we are all going through, not only locally, statewide, nationally, but internationally, with the coronavirus. It's just strange because in some ways you wish you weren't cooped up. In other ways, you might even be a little thankful for a bit. I know that this past Sunday, Miss Carrie's and I didn't do anything. We didn't have any place to go, and we decided maybe it was time to just take a day and not do anything. Did we ever have a great day? And I'm talking about a full day. We got caught up on some stuff. We got a few things done. And by the end of the day, it was one of those where I thought to myself, I haven't felt this relaxed in literally years. It was just one of those absolutely great days. But life goes on for us. And we still have jobs to go to. We still have things we want to go to, but if you're listening to this show, you want to know about arts and entertainment in the Sioux Empire. And there's really nothing to talk about this week. We have had so many things that have been shut down, and rightfully so. The groups that have decided not to perform have done so with heavy hearts. And there's so many of them. We were looking forward to going to the Melancholy Play by Monstrous Little Theater next week. That won't be happening. It's been postponed until the fall. We were looking forward next month to going to Chicago from Goodnight Theater Collective. We won't be going to that. It's been postponed as well. Major events have been postponed because of guidelines, because of gathering more than X amount of people. So the big events, we don't talk about the Denny Sanford Premier Center too often because, you know, that's a big event venue that has a big budget to work on. I would rather concentrate on local entertainers and so forth. And the same goes with Washington Pavilion to an extent, but there's a lot of local things that still take place at the Washington Pavilion, such as the South Dakota Symphony Orchestra, other groups such as Dakota Academy of Performing Arts. Things are being canceled left and right, day by day, hour by hour, and probably even, it wouldn't be much of an exaggeration to say, minute by minute. Regrettably, that means you are listening to most likely the shortest Dave Holly Hour that you're going to listen to. I still wanted to make sure that I gave you something on a Thursday morning, even if it's an update to say that we don't have anything to update. I didn't have anybody scheduled for this week, and when everything started to pop last week, then I decided just kind of to hold off, see what played out. And so many things are happening and taking place. It's been very difficult to get a handle on it. So that's why we're going this route this week. Now, the two guests I have lined up for next week, I will leave it up to them. If they want to take time, sit down someplace where they would feel comfortable and, you know, not be afraid of microphones that have been touched by other people in the past. I obviously would Lysol them, wash them down, wipe them down, whatever I would need to do, but I solely will leave it up to them. I would still like to talk to them, even though the events that they would have been associated with will not be happening next week either. Major League Baseball. I was so looking forward to opening day next week. Was planning on taking the day off from work. Don't have to worry about that now. So my beloved Chicago Cubs, they are still in the running for the World Series this year. Yeah, that's a little bit of a joke. At times like this, I have found that humor does help me get through. Perhaps it does for you. But again, there's something else that's been canceled. This past week, the open mic nights have been canceled. Some of the venues that these people go to, your local entertainers, and yes, some of them do make an extra buck here and there by being associated with something, but some of them are also full-time performers, and they rely on this money. And places that are shutting down, and I know there's been a lot of call for shop local, and I implore you to do that as best you can to help out anybody that still has doors open. Some restaurants and bars, although they don't have to at this point since there's not been any community spread, they don't have to shut down, but some have taken the step to do so. Many of them are following the lead of Minnesota and doing the drive-up or the carry-out, the delivery. Do so from somebody local, okay? I'll give you an example. We've talked about them a lot. Books and Brews. We go down there and have a pizza pretty close to once a week, at least every other for sure, and go down there, have a few beers or a glass of wine, some spinach artichoke dip because it's really, really good. We love the camaraderie that Angela and Travis and their little boy have with us, and we really appreciate them, and they are such great supporters of the arts. Kalati's, another great supporter of the arts. No evening meals now, no dinner times and so forth. There's just been so much going on, but still, if you have the opportunity to, within your own thoughts of taking care of yourself, staying healthy, but still maybe needing a little bit to get out, and or at least, you know, have some interaction with people that you care about and the people that care about the arts and entertainment in this community, the artists, the entertainers, the businesses, all the retailers that support such things as Sioux Empire Community Theater. Help them out as best you can at this time. All right, so I did mention that humor does go a long way for me when it comes to troubling or uncertain times. And again, it is so surreal because, you know, a huge majority of us don't have it and probably won't get it. But it still is something we have to concern ourselves with and take seriously. But I'm serious about having a chuckle here and there. And so, therefore, for this week's Honorable Mention. It goes out to two people, both of whom have been on this show before, both of whom are comedians locally, and one of whom you hear every week on this show introducing me. That would be Zach Dresch. The other is Nathan Holtz, who is the manager of Boss's Comedy Club. And, you know, see, there's another place that's taken a hit. And so forth. But it was Nathan who posted something on Facebook that just made me chuckle. It was an interstate sign, you know, an exit and the number, and it said Dressbach. So Nathan puts on there how I feel, I'm paraphrasing a little bit here, how I feel when Zach is gone. And it just made me chuckle because we all want our Zach Dresch back when he's not here. Anyway, you can always find him down at Hy-Vee on Minnesota Avenue, helping people get their wine and spirits. Yes, that's the way to say it now, instead of just coming right out and saying get their booze. They too. First, they'd closed down overnights anyway, Hy-Vee stores had. But now, They're doing two different things. They're closing earlier even so that they can get things restocked because we're in such a pandemic and everybody thinks that we have to hoard toilet paper. We couldn't even get cat litter the other day. My goodness gracious. And then they're also doing, for those of us that carry an ARP card or are like myself and diabetic, then you know that you get a special hour from 7 a.m. until 8 a.m. now to go in just for you. And, well, that includes me. All right. But so anyway, Zach, and thanks to Nathan Holtz for providing this week's honorable mention. Well done, you two. We're going to take a short break to get our favorite people mentioned. Those would be our sponsors. And then when we come back, just a real short wrap-up. Back in just a moment.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney provide the very best chiropractic care to Sioux Falls. At XL Chiropractic, the focus is to improve your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will, relieving your pain and helping you in your wellness goals. Discover how to get results the natural way. 605-332-9235 or xlchiros.com. That's EXCELCHIROS.com. XL Chiropractic, excellent care for excellent people.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America, it's Dave Holly.
Sadly, that's going to do it for this week's Dave Holly Hour. I realize, more like a quarter of an hour. However, I do ask you to do a couple of things this week. As mentioned in the opening, please do your best to shop locally and help out not just our local retailers, but that also helps out our local arts and entertainment scene, because our local retailers, they're consumers of the arts and entertainment, just like fans of arts and entertainment are. And there's so many great things that will still take place once we're all through this. Next week, I will still bring you something of a show, even if it's going back and doing a little best of for the first part of 2020. No matter what, we're going to stay in your ear every Thursday on Weekend Eve for the Dave Holly Hour to tell you what's coming up. Regrettably, nothing really to talk about on the calendar. I do ask you, however, as well as making sure that you help out the local economy as best you can, also, take a look at my website, DaveHollyHour.com. Drop a line, a little comment, if you'd like. Give me some ideas as to who you would like to hear on this program that would be a great guest when it comes to Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment. In the meantime, I still ended up having some Jack Daniels at this time. And I will still be doing one thing this weekend, and that will be hosting trivia at the Sky Lounge Friday night. As of this recording, it's still on. So see you there. Talk to you next week. I'm Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by Dazzle Shows Presents, Vaudis, and Dipsy Doodle Productions, and is produced by Big D Entertainment.